Law number one says that thoughts are real forces. Well, beliefs are entrenched thoughts. Beliefs are more powerful than thoughts because they have a permanent structure in the inner world. They vibrate within a fixed pattern. They work day and night. They do not sleep and remain dormant. They are always at work in our life. And this is both good and bad. It's bad when they are negative beliefs and we are unconscious of them, but they're good because we can create in our subconscious any belief that we choose, working with the imprinting technique. And how you counteract a negative belief is by understanding that we can have two beliefs at the same time. You can have contrary beliefs, and what you do is you make a new belief, an empowering belief, to counteract the negative belief. And when you use these new beliefs, it's like creating grooves in your consciousness. And that's exactly what you're doing with Mind Powers. A new belief is like creating a new groove. And the more it is repeated, the more it is contemplated, the more it is thought about, it reinforces that groove. And so what happens is that the old belief never completely disappears. It still remains in the subconscious. But it fades away as you begin to stimulate the new belief, as you begin to reinforce the new belief, as you begin to empower the new belief, then that becomes the new groove that you begin thinking about. And the ultimate challenge and opportunity in our lives is this ability to imprint new beliefs into our subconscious, new models of reality that reflect our visions of what we choose to be and become. Sometimes we do it consciously. Sometimes it just happens. I have to share with you a story of how I imprinted a new belief of being very lucky in my life. And it happened without me even realizing at first it was happening.